Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And golly, Nathan and I were working hard before we got on the love train to try to figure out how to get this flat-catted hamster up for you. And we're going through a rigmarole with Facebook here, but it's going to be up there soon. Nathan's working on getting it posted on my personal page, and then I'll move it over to the Animal World page. And so he'll let me know when he gets it up on my page. And so sometime before the end of the show, you're going to be able to see this flat-catted hamster. It will be worth the wait, I tell you. But, you know, I forgot to mention a little good news story that happened last Sunday, Nathan. You know, it was the last Sunday of the month. So I was home. And on the last Sunday of the month when I'm home, I you know, go to temple, you know, I go to church, but I do it online. So I don't go back to, I haven't started going back to the temple yet. I stay at home and Zoom. And so that's what I was doing. So when the phone rang during, I knew that it rang because I was here. So I did wait until service was over, and then I was able to call this person right back. Well, it turned out, Nathan, it was one of our listeners that had been listening for a number of years, and she and her husband were traveling in camper trailer, and they were in Billings, Montana, and they had stopped at, they stayed in a motel room overnight. So the rig was parked in the parking lot. And apparently when they came out that morning, went back to the rig, they thought the cat had escaped. And this was like a 14-year-old cat named Monkey, I think, that they thought it had gotten out of screen in the window. And so by the time I talked to a listener, she was just beside herself because you can imagine your 14-year-old cat and you see it's missing in Billings, Montana. And she'd been looking at all of that. So I tried to help calm her down and told her the basics, you know, and the general rule of thumb, cats hide, dogs run. But the first question that came out of my mouth to her, my first inclination was, are you sure that the cat really escaped? And she seemed to be adamant that it did, but that didn't feel right to me. And so because I wasn't getting anything clear. I thought the cat was still in the rig. and I wouldn't get anything clear. So I gave her Natasha's information and was going to have her call Natasha and let Natasha chime in and see if we could find this kitty. And then I started doing prayers and I sent energy and called in St. Francis and all that stuff. And then I started doing affirmations. You know how I love affirmations. And so, and you can really change things if you put the affirmation in the present tense. So I think I did something like, I am grateful and thankful that Monkey has been found and he's back in my listener's arms. I am grateful and thankful that Monkey's been found and is back in his mom's arms. And I did that affirmation, you know, three times, did the same. And I wasn't very long at all. Phone rang. It was her. Found Monkey. There was something underneath that she didn't know was there that he got into. And anyway, cat was still in the rig. So woohoo! I was very pleased that we found that kitty. So just letting you know, you lose a kitty, remember they hide and they don't necessarily take off and run. So that was good news. All righty then. I think we are ready to go. Are we not, Nathan? All right. So we are going to spend some time with one of my favorites, Help Animals India. And we've got the founder and chief cook and bottle washer, Eileen Weintraub, is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Glad to talk about this morning with you.
Well, yeah, and I was going to thank you for it because you had to pass on a bird walk to be able to join us today.
Well, my husband and an assistant chief cook and bottle washer is on the walk, and that's with our local group Wild Birds Unlimited right here. It's a little rain. Okay.
I was going to say, Eileen, it's really rainy up here, and Marilyn said it's raining like heck in Kirkland, and so is it. You know, my birds go away. They're not out when the rain. So.
It's not raining very hard here, so they're out there, and you know, this area, you just have to get out even if it's raining.
Well, and that's interesting though, but I didn't know that things like this happen. So Wild Birds Unlimited, of course, is a chain of stores around the area, so this is organized through the one that's closest to you.
Yeah, they have different events and
So it's just what, a bunch of you all get together and what you walk around the neighborhoods and look for birds?
No, they go into the park. My husband's all suited up with his rain hat and his binoculars.
All right.
Going on a major expedition, but just the...
That's fun. They must be a real sight, you know, to see the bird watchers. And I'm going to go back here to the, it's up on the Animal World, Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. And let's see, I'm looking for it. Yep. It's just a few posts down, but Bird Watcher, I don't know if you remember, Eileen, but there's a bird watcher that was wrongly accused in Central Park. Harassing a woman. You remember that? A black man that was a bird watcher, and this, you know, woman went off, and it was totally uncalled for.
Well, that's long gone.
The reason I'm bringing that up, the post is because apparently that episode brought this guy some attention, and apparently he really knows what he's doing in the bird department, and so now he has his own TV show on Nat Geo TV, a whole show about birding.
Yeah, that's what, we just had a post about how bad stories can turn into good and animals can find better homes. And so we have to wait till the whole story plays out.
Yeah, so this guy got harassed. But anyway, he's ended up with his own TV show on Nat Geo teaching us all about bird watching and birding. So how cool is that? Now, let's tie that in, and because we're heading to India, Help Animals India. And, you know, lots of animals in India. But you know what, Eileen? I have never asked, is there bird stuff going on? Are there bird sanctuaries? Do you do anything with birds over in India?
Sure, of course. There's all sorts of bird hospitals and
really?
Bird
okay.
rescues. And one of the main groups we help is a wildlife rescue. The group that supports the elephants also rescues all sorts of birds. And there's the kite festivals where they use that terrible glass string and it cuts the birds. And so they have to rescue the birds there. And the heat has been so bad in India that some of the birds have just been dropping from the sky out of exhaustion.
Oh, wow.
So, lots of bird people, and of course, because India is a subtropical country, beautiful birds and all sorts of birds, and including we had a peacock that needed a false leg,
It lost its leg.
So all sorts of, the thing is with the animal shelters in India, they help all the animals. So, I mean, we do have the cat rescue groups, that's true. But mostly it's, for all the animals. So they have to learn how to help wildlife also. And
wonderful.
Are very aware of that. And nowadays with all the online videos and the WhatsApp groups and everyone reporting everything and all sorts of cruelty cases being investigated, there's lots of work with the birds, too, and fabulous birds also that you don't see here.
Yeah, I would imagine. I was just thinking about my Merlin Bird app. If y'all don't have it, it's a free app from Cornell University who does all the studies of the birds. And I just love it because every morning when I go out with Robbie, I just turn my bird app on and turn the recorder on. And then I all of the birds that are singing are identified for me. So I know who's there. And gosh.
Yeah, what a world it would be without birds. Now, today is World Environment Day.
And, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and in honor of that, Help Animals India is giving away a book, but sorry, it's on Instagram, so we won't go there too much, but I just want to highlight that we have a local author here, and her tag name is Vegan Richa. R-I-C-H-A. VeganRicha.com, and she has a new cookbook. And her and her husband have been tremendous supporters of Help Animals India. She lives right here in Seattle, and she's the best cook in the world. And combining Indian cooking and Western-style cooking and making it so easy and simple for everyone. So she has a new cookbook. And people who are not on Instagram can are on our page, Help Animals India. They can head over to veganreacher.com and see all of her cookbooks and learn about her. And there she is cooking away right here in Seattle. Fabulous Indian cooking for everyone.
Wow, that sounds great. So Vegan Richa.
Richa, R-I-C-H-A .com.
VeganReacher.com.
Or our Help Animals India social media. But the contest is on Instagram, and I'm sorry, it was way beyond me, but that's what they wanted to do. So to enter the contest, you have to tag your friends and do all that stuff that we don't do on Instagram so much, but other people do. So
I'm too old school for a lot of this stuff. But that doesn't mean that y'all can't participate and do it.
It's a fabulous book. It's worth $30, and Richa is going to ship it anywhere in the world to the winner of the contest.
So it's all kinds of cuisine in the book, but a lot of Indian cuisine, but it's all vegan. Is that right?
Yeah, most half-half, but fabulous recipes.
Wow. All right. And do you know the name of the book, if people want to search for just the book?
Yeah, Reach's Instant Pot Cookbook.
And Reach's Instapot Cookbook, okay.
Yeah, but, they should just go to a veganreacher.com. They can
okay.
see it.
Oh, that's true. It would be, of course, it would be there. That makes sense.
Yeah, Vegan Reach's Instant Pot Cookbook. And it's just a treasure that anyone will, have for a lifetime, really. I'm just awed by all the recipes there.
Wonderful, wonderful. All righty, looking at the clock, we need to take care of advertisers, so we're going to do that right now. And then I realized I totally spaced having Eileen fill any of you that may not know what Help Animals India is and what they do. We'll talk about that when we get back and then find out whatever else is on Eileen's list for discussion this month and how all the animals are doing over there. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. More with Eileen and Help Animals India coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending some time with us here on Animal World. We are here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if I sound a little distracted, it's because I am, because I'm fooling around with flat cat and hamsters. And well, let's see. I am just going to go ahead and move this over. So I am posting the flat cat and hamster on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. And it should be there. I'm going to check right now so you guys can go. And it will be the first.
I see it. It's there.
Is it there?
Yep. Just scroll down past the pin post about the today's show information.
It is there. It is. Woohoo! Okay, it is there. Get over to Facebook. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and have a real belly laugh when you know the rolling on the floor laughing. This is one of those kind of videos. So if you want a real laugh, go and see this flat catting hamster. Unbelievable. All righty, we are in the middle of a conversation with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. And Eileen, I realized we just launched into discussion, but there may be people listening that have not heard you before. So give us a lowdown on what Help Animals India is all about.
Okay, so Help Animals India, located here in Seattle, our channels any donations we receive to both well-established and emerging Indian animal protection groups who confront daunting obstacles every day in their mission to rescue, shelter, and fight for the rights of animals. We work closely with these groups and vouch for their courage, compassion, and determination. Our guidance helps them improve their missions and operations so they can maximize their effectiveness as advocates for and defenders of the animals of India and also Nepal.
Wow. Well, and that's why I love this organization. And the wonderful thing is they're able to help. It isn't just one type of animal that they help. And it's all types of animals in India. And it might be elephants. It might be monkeys. It's cats and dogs. And we found out birds, too. So covering all the bases, helping all kinds of animals. And they don't just have like one organization they help. You know, it's all kinds of organizations they support. They really spread the wealth around and making a huge difference. So, you know, thank you, Eileen, for the hard work that you do. And you know, the helpanimalsindia.org website is one of the best websites I've ever interacted with. It is really powerful and so well done and has so much great information. And you always send out really, really great newsletters and reports.
It's just every other month. And the next one will be this coming weekend. So it's been 2 months since the last one. And I try to share the good news that we've done. And, you know, don't thank me. Thank the Animal Advocates of India. Because all of the people who listen to this show, whether we have a cat or a dog or whatever we do for our diet to help the environment, and for compassion's sakes, if you're in India and you see the street animals and you see the animal struggling, you would help also. It's just that we don't have the situation that they have of street animals. So those are the people who are out there every day, you know, rescuing, treating, and improving the lives for world. And today is World Environmental Day. And, hey, I just got two comments. On the Instagram page, people are supposed to say what they're doing for the environment, and someone actually wrote in already and says they're keeping grains outside for birds and keeping water outside for dogs because, you know, they have the street dogs, the community dogs, and there's a lot of drought, so people put water bowls outside.
And you're not kidding when you say street dogs, because I had to ask every month for a long time. But am I correct in saying there's something like 33 million street dogs in India?
Well, thanks to you, Martha, maybe they've gone down by 2 million because it's 35 million, but we hope it's gone down a few million. We just supported a training program where the vets came from different cities to improve their skills of doing spay-neuter for the dogs because the vet colleges in India, I'm sorry to say, are not very good. And so we have the training programs, and it's supported by another group in the in England that train the vets better and also train the assistant vets. We call them para-vets. And to learn the better techniques so that dogs have more sterile surgeries, wake up quicker. You know, they just don't have the equipment and the knowledge that we have here. So that's why, you know, we support these training camps. And these camps and the help have been going on for a couple of decades now and are certainly making a difference.
Well, that's amazing, and it's kind of hard to fathom that vets could get out of vet school and not really know how to spay and neuter dogs and cats.
Well, the standards are the vet schools there are set up for the rural, for the cows and more farm animals, because having pets was, you know, relatively a new thing for a developing country like that, you know, a luxury. So they would have the private vets would go into business and serve them, but there was no help for the community animals like that.
And you can imagine with, you know, 35 million street dogs and so forth, the only way that you can make start controlling that, of course, is through, you know, spay and neuter programs.
But you know that we call them street dogs. They're also called community dogs because even though they might not live one-on-one to the house. They have caretakers and people who care about them in their neighborhoods. So each neighborhood has like, you know, maybe 8 dogs that live outside. And people might feed them. And we also have to get them rabies vaccinated and spay and neutered. Also, you know, that's part of it. You know, feeding is not enough.
And right,
if
right.
we can even get them fed, which is part of what we do, too.
Well, that's wonderful. And I've been amazed, too, that now you're also even focusing on cats. And aren't you, some organizations are starting to do, you know, the trap, neuter, release type programs over there.
Yeah, that's a big challenge. I am a lifelong cat rescuer. I grew up in the streets of Brooklyn where we had the cat ladies putting out the food. And, you know, I learned from what I call the great cat ladies of our time. And then, you know, here in Seattle, we've just finally started to make a difference through the Feral Cat Project and you know, great groups like Meow. But in India, first of all, there's some areas you won't even see stray cats because there's too many street dogs, there's monkeys. You know, they just don't have a chance. But the other areas, the densely populated urban areas, like in Bangalore right now, all the projects, there are a lot of street cats, stray cats, and they're in the projects. People don't want them. You know, there were some very bad videos throwing them over a balcony. I want to say, what, you know, they, not everyone appreciates cats around. So the people who do appreciate the cats, we've set up a TNR, Trap, Neuter, Release program. And so far we've done 400 cats just this year in that one area.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it depends on the
area.
And
dip.
Also getting the traps to India have been a real challenge. So they, you know, because they make them here and we have to teach them how to be made there. And getting the traps with the supply chain issues have been difficult.
Well, but bless your heart for all of that work, and you know, and 400 cats in one area—that's a lot. So you know, you're making dents here. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
well,
good. So,
you know, it's not just 400 cats magically appear there. You have to have the volunteers.
Yeah,
you know, you have to be trained how to use the trap, and not to not to lose the trap. And you know, we worry about the trap being given out to people who might not have good intentions for the cat. All of that. So it's a whole learning curve. And, you know, it's only because of these dedicated people who care about cats there. So we can help that.
And did I hear you say earlier that there's a heat wave going on over there?
Yeah, it's been in the news just how our rain has been unprecedented. The heat has been unprecedented early, and well, their summer starts basically in March, and goes until the monsoon comes in July or August. But the heat has been unbelievably oppressive, up to 115 Fahrenheit in parts, and It's hard on the animals finding water and the people who work outside. It's been a tough time in India, and all that's been overshadowed with the news from Ukraine. So donations are way down. I'm sorry to say, but you know, we're still continuing with all the projects. Now the dollar is very strong right now, the strongest I've seen it since I started sending money over 20 years ago.
Wow.
But the inflation in India and Pakistan and all these countries, Africa, is sky high. So it's not just this country that has inflation. So everything costs more. And, you know, we got to feed those animals at the shelters. You know, everyone wants to see, you know, you go to India, you say, oh, they're about to slaughter that goat. You know, everything that goes on here behind closed doors, you'll just might see it out in the open. You don't you want to rescue that animal. You don't want to see them suffer. So you could rescue the animal, but then we have to feed them at the shelter. And one of the places we help, her name is Clementine. Today is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Clementine.
A lot of money for her to feed sir, 220 cows that she rescued. She's from Denmark, and she came to India, and she stayed for a few decades helping the animals. And this is in way south India. It's called the Karuna Society. And she wrote an article about cows and how, you know, going back to their original nature, and they are nations unto themselves, and how, you know, she learned so much about their personalities and their families, and, you know, and these cows can live to 22 years.
Wow.
So it's a lot to feed them for all that time.
So, no, I think it's a different kind of cow than what we would see in farm pastures over here.
They have both. They have the same kind, and then they also have the Indian cow, which is very much revered. It's a whole long subject.
Right, but you know, cows are pretty amazing animals, and they can be, I don't like the word, but there's not another one I can think of, right, but they can be good pets or companion animals, and I actually... Eileen, this is a number of years ago, but I got hired by a gal up in Arlington to come do a session with her, but not so much related to her dog. It was more related to her two big, huge 2,000-pound cows, mm-hmm. and that somehow she had inherited when they were young. But she'd raised them, and oh my gosh, they were huge, but they were the most delightful characters. And I don't remember all the issues she was having, but, you know, what I teach is pretty universal and applies to, especially the communication stuff to all kinds of animals. And we were able to work out whatever the things that were going on. But I really came to appreciate cows in a completely different way because they were more like big dogs. You know, they really had personalities.
That's how we relate to them being dogs, but in India, maybe they would relate to the dog being more like
being a big cat, a little cow.
To the cow more.
Uh-huh.
So we relate to what's familiar to us, but every animal, you know, we can get to know. And, you know, the famous story of a fly that they wrote, and they turned the fly into a pet. And so it's just... you know, all beings are precious, and they just take different forms. So, you know, it's just the ones we get to know, and that, you know, that's the same for human beings. And, you know, we're familiar with our own race, our own species, and we don't know so much about the other. But all the animals, they have their communities, their families, as we know, and they're all, you know, if you got to know them, there's a big raccoon in my backyard, that was my first revelation growing up when I found, you know, my first cat that I got, and I said, well, if I just love this cat because I know them, but uh-huh. you know, all the other animals, just because I haven't gotten to know them, so they all need our help.
So is it fair to say that probably all types of animals are struggling at the moment because of the big heat waves going on over there? I can't imagine that anybody's real comfortable in 115 degrees. That's tough to imagine.
In all fairness, they are, you know, it's a subtropical country, so they're used to higher temperatures than we are. It's not 115 every day. It's just that it went that high so early. And
are there any other types of animals that are presently on the radar that you want to talk about today?
You know, I just wanted to mention, because you mentioned about a bird flu in our area.
Yeah.
And one of the very early things that we did to help the animal shelters, because distemper... or all sorts of diseases can be a big problem at the animal mm-hmm. shelters. We taught the shelters how to, you put a pan of water, a very low pan of water, like just an inch, uh-huh. outside the animal shelter, and with a little bit of bleach. And then when you come inside, you dip the bottom of your feet into that.
That's a great one, because that's what I was reading back. They were talking about putting a chemical bath that you could step into before you go into your chicken coop.
Right.
That's a great way to do it. Just a tray.
Whole, you just put
the sole of the shoe. And you could do it with just water and bleach. That's an excellent suggestion.
Yeah, so it's a very, very flat pan, like maybe you would use in the for baking or...
Yeah. Like a flat baking pan or something. And so just that you can dip the sole in. Because that apparently is the biggest way to transfer this bird flu, is people are tracking it into their, you know, their bird environments.
Yeah. So those are the type of changes that we would do, and try to save the lives of the puppies brought in, that they don't get distemper. But you know, then we're saving all these lives, and then there's a big battle, just like here, that people want to buy the breed dogs, they call them foreign dogs.
Uh-huh.
So they might turn up their nose at their local Indian dogs, which are really the best dogs, Indian
mm-hmm.
dogs. And they have the strongest constitution, and they're very, very smart. But because they're common, people might want the fancy breeds. So, you know, you have the same situation as here, and people wanting to buy the breed dogs instead of the rescue dogs.
Gotcha.
But there's a little more pride going on now, especially with the younger people, and, you know, to get an Indian dog. And these dogs are so smart because they're out on the street. They know how to cross the street. They wait for the traffic. I've seen them.
Wonderful. You know, I'm having a thought. It's an interesting thought. I don't know if there's an answer to this or not. But the other thing, because we were talking about bird flu and, you know, what's going on, you know, the other thing that for us over here that's going on, of course, is we are hearing all about this monkeypox spreading.
Oh.
And it occurred to me, well, monkeypox, I guess I really don't know why it's called monkeypox. And there are lots of monkeys in India.
Do you know, is it in the whole country? So
Is it related to monkeys at all? Do you know? Do you know if it crossed species or something, and that's how it got developed?
Chicken pox from chickens? I don't know.
Well, yeah, chicken pox. It doesn't that relate to chickens. Yeah, I thought maybe you might know if there was something related there.
Well, we just don't want to, you know, the monkeys have enough problems in India. And when I put up a YouTube post about a monkey rescue, you can't believe the comments. A lot of people hate monkeys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I have to disable the comments. And
gotcha.
And then they call it the monkey menace. So monkeys didn't need another disease, a disease named after them.
Well, that's
so
true.
Let's hope it goes away soon.
Well, okay, so it does sound like a lot of people that really don't like them, but you hear all those stories of them harassing tourists and visitors and that sort of thing. But, you know, monkeys are intelligent creatures.
Yeah, stealing the cell phones from your pocket. They're good at stealing cell phones and, you know.
I wonder if they've learned how to use the internet yet. But I mean, they are smart.
Yeah. No, if you're living in an apartment,
I get to see a bunch of monkeys sitting around.
You don't want them running through your house and, you know.
No.
Curious George, right? You know?
Yeah. All righty. Well, my goodness. All righty. Well, we're getting close to running out of time here. So anything else going on with Help Animals India that you want us to be aware of or share with us before we wrap up?
Well, we're trying to rescue the fourth elephant from abuse, and she doesn't have a very good situation right now. So it's a huge effort. You have to involve all the government authorities. So right now we're supporting three elephants, and we're trying to get a fourth, and she's a real sweetie. So stay tuned for that news.
All righty. Well, folks, if you want to get involved and help all the animals of India, and that's why I've set up a regular donation, so I don't have to think about it anymore. It just goes once a month. But I can feel good about the fact that I know I'm helping all the different animals in India. And all I have to do is sign up and do a donation, and Eileen takes care of the rest. And it's amazing to know that the money goes farther over there and is spread around and helping all kinds of critters. So the best way to contribute to the cause is get online. It's helpanimalsindia.org. And, of course, you know, there'll be a nice donation button. And you can, you know, make one-time donations or do it like I do. I could often forget to do that. So I'm real glad that I could sign up and do just a regular monthly donation that happens automatically. So I'd love it if all you guys do, too. And gosh, Eileen, you know, thank you so much for missing the bird walk to be with us here today. And I hope you didn't miss any spectacular birds at the park.
I just probably missed a lot of rain. So.
Well, that's true. That's true. So anyway, thank you so much as always and for the great work that you do. And hopefully well, there'll be more of us that want to chip in and help all these critters. And you go to helpanimalsindia.org and do it right away, because is it next weekend that the by every other month newsletter comes out, right?
Right, yeah. So just they can add the email. You don't have to add your address or anything. And, of course, we never share it. And I'm just amazed you sign up for something. They send you an email every day. So this is every
Yeah, you don't bug people. Yeah, you don't bug us.
That's all.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. She's real respectful in terms of sending email. Yep.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Martha.
Thank you, Eileen. And let's think sunshine, but reasonable temperatures throughout the summer. And
I told you they're not predicting a very hot summer, so let's...
Yeah, we discussed that earlier. Both Nathan and I decided that, okay, we don't need to go buy that big air conditioner because we're not going to have the heat wave this summer. But okay, so now we have somebody to blame, Nathan. So if we have the heat wave, we can blame Eileen. You said so. Okay. Anyway, Eileen, thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you the first Sunday of July.
Take care. Have a great month. Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
All right. We're going to take care of advertisers and come back and do a quick current events before it's time to get on the love train again. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanking you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And, golly, we are wrapping up this hour of Animal World. We've got another full hour to go, and we heard, let's see, from Natasha, and that's Natasha Venter, and she is our resident medium communicator and personal awareness coach, and she is available to do some customized classes for you. She also does private readings, very reasonably priced, only $100 for an hour. She also does 30-minute readings, and you can reach her by phone. You can also get a free reading with Natasha the third Sunday of every month, so not next Sunday, but the week after. She'll be in this, be with us here on the show, and so you can plan for that or call her at 360-770-7486 if you can't wait till the third Sunday. But 360-770-7486. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. Of course, we've got, you know, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business, working a couple days a week. And you can go in and see her at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle and enjoy those incredible gongs and acutonics and her healing work in person. She also works remotely. And it's an amazing experience, and I very much cherish my sessions with her. So you can check out Jude Ponton at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call. And the number is 206-706-7487. 206-706-2836. I think it was wrong. 206-706-2836. And she would love to hear from you. All righty then. I think we have time to sneak in a quick current events. All righty, well, let's see. Not a lot of new stuff going on here. Summer camp still happening at the Northwest Stream Center. I have no idea if they have openings for the kids, but you can call and find out at 425-316-8592. Let's see. Positive Alliance has got some stuff going on. And let's see, they're having Bark in the Parks with the Mariners this year, and the next Bark in the Park is June 27th, another one on August 23rd, and the last one on September 28th. Let's see, Ridwell's Collection Drive will be July 11th through the 22nd, and the next free monthly pet supply event. There's usually some low-cost vet stuff available too. It's going to be Saturday, June 25th in Seattle. And the Positive Alliance is working with Old Dog Haven Festival on Saturday, July 16th. Going to be face painting and snow cones and paw reading, lick painting for dogs. Oh, that should be cute. Balloon artist and spin the wheel and raffles. Alrighty, so let's see, what else have we got here? And we found out, if you weren't here in the 9 o'clock hour, we found out from Marilyn Hendrickson at Meow Cat Rescue, their Fine Wines and Felines 2022. It's virtual again this year, and it began yesterday. So the silent auction has begun. All you have to do is go to meowcatrescue.org, their website, and click on, you know, learn more about the event, the Fine Wines and Felines, and that's how you sign up. It doesn't cost anything to sign up, and you'll then be able to participate in the silent auction, which will go on for the next 2 weeks. And then the culmination of the big event will be on Saturday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. with a pre-video event and then a live-streamed live auction program. How fun will that be? Marilyn said she was concerned how the live auction would work online, but she said they had a ball last year and it was really great. So good idea to join in. And then, of course, Meow Craft Rescues is now open Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 1 to 5 p.m. So you can check that out as well. And so, you know, I think that is about it on our current events list, other than to let you know, next week is the second Sunday of the month. And so that means it's Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us. And together, I'll take your phone calls and they can help you and or your animal friends with behavior, emotional, or healing issues. And we'd be delighted to hear from you next week. So mark your calendar, plan to be here, and plan to call in for your free remote treatments. And I'm hoping that we hear from, I know we're going to talk to the clients that I saw yesterday. And, Nathan, I think I was telling you on our behavior shows with Walter, I told you I'm kind of having to write a new book for Frenchies. I saw the worst case ever with a Frenchie yesterday. Worst case I've ever seen. Anyway. The good news is that when I got there, I didn't have a clue if we were even going to be able to, address this stuff, it was one of those sessions where it's like, okay, the plan goes out the window. I got to start from scratch and start over, and we got to totally create and figure out a way to address this. But we did. And we made substantial progress, and I'm really excited, but I know that Dr. Nels is going to be able to help this dog and that Linda's going to be able to help the owners because they all need help. The situation is so bad. Anyway, looking forward to that next week. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And then let's see, my gosh, it's almost time to love train again, Nathan. So, did we tell you the hamster video's up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World? So before love train comes on, you got to get on your computer. You got to go to Facebook, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you got to see this flat cat and hamster. I mean, it is hysterical. And if you can turn on the music, it's even better with the music and the laughter because it's pretty funny. So anyway, we are getting ready to do the love train. This is the exercise portion of the show, and dancing is required. Okay. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up on your feet and join us on the love train. I'm going to cruise through your house, pick you up. And while we're dancing and getting our exercise in, we're sending the love and the light all over the planet. Remember Ukraine for sure. And think good thoughts and see that love and light spreading all over the place. And let's imagine peace on earth. Wouldn't that be lovely? All right. So I always energize up the love train with the yogi energization prayer. And so that we'll be super spiritualized and energized up for today and the rest of the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming up right now. Animal World continues. Seattle Dogs Homeless Program next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1130.